mentioned this morning, that we're kind of dealing with the topic of hardships or struggles, things that in our life. This morning's lesson was on the test of Job and the things that he had struggled with, at least five tests of Job, and that we are will experience similar tragedies or hardships. So tonight we're going to illustrate with another Bible story. I forgot about that song Dennis just led about that. It really is the story that we're talking about. But I thought you were going to look up that song with Shelter in the Time of Storm or something like that. We're going to look at sudden storms in life. We already started today by having to move our clocks ahead 1 hour. That was a sudden storm for many. Having to do that. The introductory text, though, before I get to the main story, is just in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 25. Be not afraid of sudden fear, or meaning sudden horror or trouble or storms or harm, just something that just comes up unexpectedly. It just jumps out at us when we're thinking everything's going along really smooth. But then it says, so be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it comes. The Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. So obviously we're all in the same boat. All of us experience storms in life. I kind of put various times and variety of severity. Some of us, our storms are worse than others, seemingly. Now, storms, especially this time of year, getting our taxes done. That's a storm. How much? Oh. Car breaks down, and we're out of time and treasure. That happens. I go in, sometimes I think I just bought an oil change, $29.99 or whatever it is, and $1,100 later. But that's happened. You know, we think about the experience of people who have experienced a job loss or serious illness or lost a family member. We look up some notes on this, but back in January 24th of 2014, Joe Villa, his preacher at Linda Vista, his 12-year-old son, if you remember right, collapsed on the playground. Took him to the hospital, and he was in a coma on life support. And he died 6 weeks later, Friday, March 14th, 2014. 12-year-old son. Unexpected. Send him to school. Died. We have our phrases for a lot lesser storms in our life. We sometimes think about our situation and say, oh, when it rains, it pours. It just seemed like it just came down on us. There's Murphy's Law. If anything can go wrong, invariably it will. And the corollary to it, at the worst possible moment. And that's happening. Great Depression. I think it was President Franklin D. Roosevelt encouraged us. The words, the only thing we have to fear, wasn't it him? Fear itself. And the rest of it, the quote is, nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes the needed efforts to convert retreat into advance. Fear. Sudden storms. So here's our story for this evening. Mark chapter 4. Verse 1 begins with the illustration or the situation. He, meaning Jesus, began to teach by the seaside. There was gathered unto him a great multitude, lots of people, so many that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. So that's the introduction in verse 1 of Mark chapter 4. You go all the way down to verse 35, and here's our story for this evening. The same day, when even was come, he says to them, let's pass over to the other side. When they had sent away the multitude, They took him even as he was in the ship. There were also with him other little ships. There arose a great storm of wind. The waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. He, meaning Jesus, was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. They awoke him and said to him, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" He rose, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm.
Amen.
And he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith or little faith?" They feared exceedingly, said one to another, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Wow. The story is also told in Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 8. Matthew and Luke are both chapter 8. So I listed five things about the story we're going to look at this evening. Number one, especially sudden storms, your life and mine, there's always a probability of storms in our life. We don't, you knew that before I even said it. But the elements in this story are of a perfect storm gathering. Wow. You hear Jesus is tired from a full day of teaching. Verse 2 says he taught many things by parables. So the story began in the morning with a great multitude by the sea. So many, Jesus gets in a ship. And he begins to teach all day. The disciples and others listened to Jesus all day, the parables that he told. And some of them, they had difficult understanding. Can you imagine listening to me all day? Wow. Sometimes I get on my own. But all day, Jesus is teaching. He's probably tired. The disciples have been listening all day. Now it's nighttime. You know, my eyes get droopy at the end of the day. So there's another thing that's this perfect storm. You see what's happening here? All day teaching, all day listening. Now it's nighttime. And not only now, just because it's nighttime, now they decide to cross over to the other side of the sea. Can't we just throw off the anchor here and lay down our cots or go to bed? Can't we just stop right now? All day, Jesus. No, let's cross the sea. Uh-oh. Well, no problem there, except they have a small group of followers with them. They're probably going to interrupt any kind of resting. You know, so they're probably thinking, well, let's just party into the night. And then there's the sea itself. We have to cross the sea right when you don't need any more trouble. You know, everything's accomplished. Think about your life and mine. You think, what I did today. And think, I'll be glad when I get home. And then somebody calls. Or something else happens. There's something that troubles us or causes trouble. And so sure enough, in verse 37, a great storm of wind arose. Waves began to fill the ship. Matthew records it this way. There arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. Perfect storm. I'm tired. The listeners are tired. It's nighttime. It's crossed the sea. You want to take a journey now? And now there's a storm. Oh, that's all we needed. Storm had hurricane or earthquake status. Wasn't just a light drizzle. Nothing you could kind of keep yourself shaded from with an umbrella. Just an umbrella. And so for those disciples and for us, you know, like we've just been saying here, we're going to experience some sudden storms. But we can overcome them. Kind of like we said, what do we do when the big ones come? It's not like in the midst of the storm, we're going to ask, kind of like we did in the lesson this morning, we're going to say, where is God in all of this? Of course, the answer is, he's in the boat with us. He's in the boat. Disciples are learning a lesson that we need to learn too. We can find ourselves following Jesus and still be in the middle of a storm at the same time. Do you know that? You can be a follower of Jesus and still be in the midst of a storm. Disciples are probably thinking, no, you know what, Lord, we left all to follow you, and you lead us into a storm. Why us? Enough is enough. I'm at my wit's end, whatever you say. But Jesus said to the disciples, let's go. You know, at the eventide, let's go to the other side. Let's go. See, sometimes, and here's the lesson, storms are not always punishment for disobedience. Sometimes they're the result of obedience. You can obey and still have storms, like Job in our lesson this morning. So number one is there's a probability of storms, even when we follow Jesus. Number two, there's his presence in the storms of our life. Verse 38 of Mark chapter 4. He, meaning Jesus, was in the stern, or the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. They awoke him and they said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Do you care? Why? You know, in our physical life, we go about daily living because of the presence of certain things in life. I'll list a couple of these. Got to get you thinking in this direction. But we venture out in life a lot. And we go to work and we play and we try things. We travel. And you know why? Part of it is, I'm going to give you the answer that fits the lesson. The reason why we do all of these things is because we have the presence of AAA Road Service. 9/11, EMTs, rescue wagons, police, fire departments, hospitals, lifeguards. Think of all of these services that are available. So we venture out because of that presence in physical life. I'm not afraid to do this. You know, I take my car to get in service. I'll make the journey. And if I get in trouble, oh, I know who to call. Spiritually, we have a presence. So we call on him. And that's what the disciples did in the ship. Wait, we have somebody with us. Do you care? The answer is yes. Do you care? So think about it, just in life. We know these things are there if we need them. Same thing spiritually. Number three, there's a peace in the storms of our life. In verse 39 of our story tonight, he arose, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, peace, be still. The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Now, I put in your notes, on this occasion when Jesus was with the disciples, the storm stopped. But what if the storm in your life and mine doesn't stop? Quickly, we've called, God help me. God, I'm in trouble. Could you make it stop by bedtime or tomorrow by noon? You can. But what if it doesn't? Jesus says in another place in John 16, verse 33. I have that one in your notes. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you have tribulation. Now these things can coexist. Same time. We can have peace in Jesus and yet still have a tribulation or a storm in life. So be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. So there can be a peace in the time of storms. I would have thought when reading the story that display of Jesus' power should have taken away all their doubts. I think it should have eased your minds. There was another time when the presence of Jesus brought peace, and this was just before his ascension. Remember the room where he shows them his hands and his feet? It's in John chapter 20, verse 19. But it was evening time, being the first day of the week, the doors were shut where the disciples were gathered for fear of the Jews. Uh-oh, a sudden storm. The disciples are afraid. Jesus has been resurrected for 40 days. Just about ready for to be ascended back to the Father. But here's a sudden storm that prayed. But then came Jesus and stood in the midst and said, peace. See, God often uses show us that we can trust Him. Think to yourself, hasn't God brought us safely thus far? Hasn't God answered our prayers in the past? When we're in the storm, we may wonder, God, are you asleep? And kind of like the disciples, don't you care? Are you absent? But however, when we call for help, He hears. Whatever the circumstance, we need to reflect on God's faithfulness. And so there's a peace with His presence. That's the lesson. Number four. The purpose of storms in our life. I read this and sometimes I wonder if God just allowed this storm so Jesus could calm it. Is that the only reason the storm is, this story is written? But yet Jesus on this occasion used the storm to get the disciples' attention. Kind of teach them a lesson. See, we're not short of storms in our life. So I put in your notes, we're either heading into one or we're in one or emerging from one. Storms. You see, storms will demonstrate God's power. And when we see the demonstration of God's power in our life, that should strengthen our faith. And that should move us to run to Him, just like the disciples did. Oh, the boat's filling with water. Where's Jesus? Let's run and ask Him, do you care? Oh, yeah. Sure does. In Psalm 119, verse 67, David said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. In other words, when times were good, I didn't always rely on God. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now I keep your word. You see, sometimes God gets our attention through our afflictions. In verse 71 of Psalm 119, it's good for me that I've been afflicted. Oh, great. No. Where's the good in this? Well, He finished and says that I may learn your statutes. I may learn. So, storms remind us of our own inability. Storms remind us that we cannot control every situation that comes along. And storms remind us to put our dependence on God. Who will you run to? Jesus said under the purpose here, point number four, verse 40. He said, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey Him? Jesus gives a lesson on faith, taking away fear. So we ask, where's our trust when we're in the midst of a storm? What's interesting when I read this story too is that they feared exceedingly after the storm stopped. It's in verses 40 and 41. Jesus, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly. The storm has stopped. Why are they afraid? Well, I think it's just an expression of awe on their part. I think it's just a wow moment. Wow, you did this? It's kind of a reverential fear, I think. My estimation in this, or I'm reading in this, is the proper respect for the evidence of God's power. I have a proper trembling because of who God is and what He can do. So they feared exceedingly after the storm. So when now that the storms in your life and mine are past, that we need to say, I'm in awe, God. I'm in awe. I'm in awe of you. So in this boat-shaped classroom, they realize that Jesus is greater and more fearsome than the wind and the waves. The lesson they learned. So from this point on, they're not going to be afraid. He created the Sea of Galilee and He had power over it when the storms arrived. And then the last one, number five. the promises for the storms in our life. I'm going to take you back, and I put this in your notes, to the beginning of the story in verse 35. Remember what Jesus said, and I put it in your notes. Let's pass over to the other side. This is before the storm came. Let's pass over to the other side. Now, if Jesus said it, I'm going to believe it. He said, let's pass over to the other side. There, a storm's going to get in the way, but we're going to get to the other side. Jesus said, let's pass over to the other side. Well, so I just put a verse in your notes. John 14. And so I'm simply saying, if Jesus gives the destination, it's certain the disciples are going to arrive there. And I'm thinking, too, the disciples didn't know if it would be a comfortable ride or a stormy one, but they got in the boat, or they were already in the boat with Jesus. But they weren't going to throw the anchor out there. They said, let's go to the other side. Okay. And it's no different for us because the days ahead are uncertain. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or next week. Don't know the content or the count of the days ahead. I don't know what's going to happen. But I know the destination, even if my life would be taken. Jesus said it in John 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So when Jesus told the disciples, let's go to the other side, they didn't know there would be a storm, tossed sea, they didn't know, but I'm thinking if Jesus said, let's go to the other side, we're going to get to the other side. Just some closing lessons. I just made a note at the very bottom at the last after I had sent it up. Psalm 46, beginning of verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and we be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, I will not fear. The Lord is my refuge and my strength. Two other verses, I have to write these in. Psalm 56, verse 3. Psalm 56, verse 3, David said, whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. Whenever I'm afraid, storms, I don't know what to do. How long is this going to last? But whatever time or whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. Isaiah 12, verse 2, I will trust and not be afraid. I will trust. So we ask the same question, Lord, do you care that we may perish? He said, oh yes. Oh yes, I care. I care. So the lesson this evening concerns itself with the sudden storms in life. So put that together with your lesson on Job this morning. We will be tested, but we'll come through. One of my favorite psalms, I use this one so many times at funerals and even some of the Bible class, but that 23rd psalm. Verse 4. Yea, though I go through, I key on that word through, we'll land safely on the other side. Yea, though I go through the valley, shadow, death, getting worse, valley, shadow, death, but I'm not going to fear any evil. Why? For thou art with me. Your presence provides peace. Thy rod and thy staff. That's the lesson this evening. If everyone here is a member of the New Testament Church as a Christian, but let's sing a song. Way, Dennis, if you have a prayer request, at the close of the song, we'll just ask if anything else that you thought that we haven't mentioned already, and then we'll take that request. So let's stand together and sing the song that Dennis.